Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. This is the second edition of Singing and Other Sins, celebrating the 90th birthday of the great American mezzo-soprano Mildred Miller. She sang at the Met from 1951 till 1974, an astonishing 23 years and 338 performances. In 1978, Miller founded the Opera Theater of Pittsburgh and has taught many years at Carnegie Mellon School of Music. Maya Hoover joined me for an interview with Mildred Miller, recorded especially for this edition of Singing and Other Sins. At this point of the interview, Miss Miller explains the conditions she demanded before she'd agree to record the Brahms Alto Rhapsody. Once that Bruno Walter knew your work and you did the Lied von der Erde, then that led to the Fahrenden Gesellen?
No, then it was the...
The Alto Rhapsody.
Alto Rhapsody. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was beautiful.
But when I signed up for the Alto Rhapsody, I said to him, first of all, I want you to hear me sing it.
Okay.
And then if you really still want me to do it, because I was so nervous about doing that, because the last person and the person that everybody associated with it was Marian Anderson.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she had such a heavy contralto sound.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I did not, and I knew that. Mine was a lyric mezzo. And I said, well, now I will do it under one circumstance, that you hear me, you still want me, and then it has to have on the jacket mezzo-soprano. Yes, they don't dare call me a contralto.
Now let's hear the Alto Rhapsody of Brahms, Mildred Miller, with Bruno Walter conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra in this classic recording. You can follow the original Goethe poetry in German and an English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. That was Mildred Miller, the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, singing her 1961 recording of the Brahms Alto Rhapsody. Bruno Walter conducted the Columbia Symphony Orchestra and the Occidental College Concert Choir. Let's return to the interview that Maya Hoover and I recorded with Mildred Miller, who had studied at the Cleveland Institute of Music and the New England Conservatory, making her opera debut conducted by Leonard Bernstein before heading to Europe. You sang in German opera houses at the beginning of your career.
Yes, I was one of the first to go after the war. Mm-hmm. It was interesting when they interviewed me. They were quite perplexed that I was so well-schooled. Mm-hmm. And they said to me, but of course you have studied in Europe. And I said, I'm sorry, gentlemen, but there was a war on, and it was impossible for me to study in Europe. Oh yes, of course. There was a war.
Hard to forget.
So, but then they said, well, it's because you come from German parents. That's why.
Must be.
Which is ridiculous, of course.
Goodness.
But they had to find an excuse.
Right.
Europe had such a poor opinion of us, mm-hmm. and they thought we were a cultural desert.
Right.
The Americans who followed behind me sure changed their minds as well.
I'm sure. Now, before we hear Miss Miller discuss Mahler's Lieder, Eines fahrenden Gesellen, Songs of the Traveling Apprentice, let's hear two of its songs. These are Ich hab ein glühend Messer, I have a glowing dagger, and Die zwei blauen Augen, the two blue eyes. You can follow the German words and English translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Thank you.
from Mahler's Lieder eines fahrenden Gesellen, Songs of the Traveling Apprentice, we heard Ich hab ein glühend Messer, I have a glowing dagger, and Die zwei blauen Augen, the two blue eyes. Mildred Miller sang with Bruno Walter conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. We are celebrating Mildred Miller's 90th birthday on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. In our interview, Miss Miller spoke of her work with Bruno Walter on this Mahler cycle. Remember that Bruno Walter worked with Mahler himself and was often the first conductor to perform his works.
Yes, that was funny because I didn't know I was going to be recording that or isolated songs of Mahler. Somehow or other, I couldn't get to communicate with him. And so when I went to California, recorded it in California, in Los Angeles, I was prepared to do anything. And so I said to him, I said, Maestro, what are we going to record? He said, well, the Lieder eines fahrenden Gesellen. You said that you wanted to sing that. And do you know that he's never conducted it before?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That's amazing.
That's the only recording, and in his only time he conducted it.
That reminds me of a bad dream I had the other night where I showed up to a festival without an assignment and then was told when I arrived what I'd be singing.
yes. We have all those kind of... My nightmare was always that I was on stage and wasn't prepared.
Right, right.
I was making it up. And the people in the audience were aware of it.
Oh.
And they were looking at each other and booing me.
Oh, boy.
It's a nightmare.
That is a nightmare, but it sounds like this, when it actually happened to you, you were prepared and it was stunning. So
yes,
it all worked out well.
I'm still historically curious. Since Bruno Walter was a protege of Mahler, when he was working with you on either Das Lied or the Traveling Salesman, I never know how to translate that. Did he have comments for you to make it more what he thought it should be, or did he like your interpretation?
Oh, no. He definitely had an input.
Can you recall anything specific?
Well, for one thing, that was strange about his the pronunciation, he didn't want any Dane und Dame and Hochdeutsch. He wanted just regular German, spoken German, the ordinary person. He also took things slower than usual. For instance, in the second movement, I think it is, Ging heut morgen übers Feld. All the Americans in here in this country, we take it as the Allegro section. But he wanted it really. Ging heut morgen übers Feld. And that's the tempo we have.
Now let's hear the first two songs of Mahler's Lieder eines fahrenden Gesellen, Songs of the Traveling Apprentice. Wenn mein Schatz Hochzeit macht, when my treasure gets married, and Ging heut morgen übers Feld, I went off this morning over the field, which you heard Mildred Miller just discuss. This recording won the Grand Prix du Disque. Remember that you can follow the German words and English translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Oh.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're marking Mildred Miller's 90th birthday. We just heard her sing the first two songs of Mahler's Lieder eines fahrenden Gesellen, Songs of the Traveling Apprentice. Then mein Schatz Hochzeit macht, when my treasure gets married, and ging heut morgen übers Feld, I went off this morning over the field. Returning now to the Mildred Miller interview that Maya Hoover and I recorded, we'll hear about her important work with Lotte Lehmann. Had you already worked with Lotte Lehmann when you worked with Bruno Walter?
No, it was after that.
Okay. And then did you try to specialize in more Lieder singing after working with Lehmann?
I went to her after my mother died. And I had this tour that was practically going up and down the coast of California.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have, in between, a couple of recitals, about 3 days respite. So I stopped off, and I, of course, called her and arranged it in advance to meet Lotte Lehmann. My mother had always said, Mildred, you must study with Lotte Lehmann. That was her dream. And I had just lost her. Mm-hmm. And so what did I sing for her? I was learning the Liederkreis. Mm-hmm. And so I sang the first song of the Liederkreis.
Aus der Heimat.
Aus der Heimat, hinter den Blitzen.
Oh, my.
Da kommen die Wolken her. Aber Vater und Mutter sind lange tot. Es kennt mich dort keiner mehr.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, I broke down. And I cried. And she said, wait. I forgot to tell you. She asked me first, why did you come here? And I said, well, I wanted to know whether you thought I could become a lieder singer. And so she said, stop. First of all, you are a born lieder singer. And then she said, you must have liked your mother very much. And I said, of course. And she said, then why do you cry? The memory of her is so beautiful that it makes you smile. I said, oh, my God, that's for me. An entirely different outlook on everything. That struck me so that I just knew that was a good match for us.
That's an incredible story.
Yes, it was. It was a crazy thing to sing first, wasn't it?
Right.
But it didn't strike me until at that moment.
Yeah, of course. How long did you study with Lehmann?
A couple of years. Every time I had time, and I would go out, and I would spend about a week and work every day. And she nurtured me on my first lieder recital in New York.
Wow.
And she came to it.
Wow. Very nice.
How about that?
Yes.
She really showed her support.
Well, after that, you must hear the opening song, Aus der Heimat hinter der Blitzen rot, da kommen die Wolken her. Aber Vater und Mutter sind lange tot, es kennt mich dort keiner mehr. From the homeland come the sultry clouds with lightning red, but my father and mother are long since dead. And we'll hear a few other songs after that from the same set, Robert Schumann's Liederkreis, Opus 39, to Eichendorff words. The pianist is John Wustmann, and you can follow the German words and English translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Now Mildred Miller in excerpts from Robert Schumann's Liederkreis, Opus 39. Oh, The first three songs from Schumann's Liederkreis Opus 39, In der Fremde, Away from Home, Intermezzo, and Waldesgespräch, Dialogue, with Lorelei in the Woods. Mildred Miller with John Woostman. Maya Hoover wanted to know what difference Mildred Miller felt between her very active opera life and her leader or art song recitals.
You mentioned before the term Liedersinger, and one of the big questions that I always get is about the difference between singing opera and singing Lieder. And I'm wondering if you can speak about that a little bit, what it was like for you to sing opera and art song side by side, and what kind of challenges or or comforts they might that might have posed for you?
Well, you know, in an opera, you want to be heard.
Yes.
And you're acting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to act, and I love the theater. And my absolute passion and love was Octavian in Der Rosenkavalier.
It's a beautiful role.
That was such a challenge histrionically and vocally, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And lieder singing is more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You're not struggling to be heard over a very, very large orchestra.
Right.
And so you can do things. You can express yourself and do more in detail. Of course, the greatest artist of all who can bring all those things to the opera stage,
mm-hmm.
it isn't as usual. It sometimes presented problems,
mm-hmm. it sure
jumping
does.
From the leader singing to the opera stage. Yes, vocally, yes.
You're listening to the 90th birthday party for Mildred Miller. Let's hear more of her recording of Schumann's Liederkreis. The translations can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Das war ein lustiges Jahr. dich wandern Vögel sehen, das bedeutet Frühlingsdüfte. Und dann fängt schon an zu blühen. Jauchzen möchte fallen, es wird doch als günstig sein, als im
The ending of Robert Schumann's Liederkreis Opus 39 with mezzo-soprano Mildred Miller, accompanied by John Wustmann. And here's how we closed our interview.
If I may say so, on a personal level, you sound like a very happy, healthy person.
Well, so far so good. you are finding me a sort of in an up situation.
Well, and you still teach actively at the Carnegie Mellon.
Yes, I do. That is going to be something else next year. Hmm. I think that will be my last year. I'm only embarrassed by my age.
If only the numbers are there, then that doesn't really matter at all.
Yeah, well, they're just numbers, aren't they?
They certainly are. They certainly are. Well, Mildred Miller, it has been a joy speaking with you. And if I may speak for Maya as well as for me, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to speak with you about all of these wonderful topics.
Oh, my. I'm humbled. Thank you. It was lots of fun, really. I enjoyed talking to you and to you, Maya.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if you had any other questions for me.
About a million, but I'll save them for when I meet you someday.
All right.
Thank you very much. We'll say aloha.
Okay, Gary, goodbye, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Mildred Miller's 90th birthday celebration on Singing and Other Sins. Many thanks to Maya Hoover for joining me in the interview. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, I'll try to trick you with a series of 10 composers for you to name. Have fun. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.